I want to know about your tour, Ryder, because obviously you're about to kick off on this big tour, and there's been a few in the last couple of weeks that they've leaked. That some people taking care of themselves, some people taking care of others. Katy Perry demands like water fountains and bottles so that all of her tour team, everyone setting up the stage, everything, can have kind of access to bottled water. What is on your rider, Matt? What do we need to know about for Oxford?
Well, originally it was just Peroni and Haribo. But because I know it's true, Peroni and Starmix, but because of the tour length and intensity, it's going to be a little bit more like healthy food just to keep myself feeling good.
Nice. I like it. So Brits are coming up as well. So in fact, the Brit Awards are what, 2 days after your single comes out? Are you going this year?
Yeah, I was there last year. I mean, I had the pleasure of watching Adele.
Well, you were nominated last year.
Yeah, but I mean, if I'm not sure if I'm gigging that night, then I'm not too sure if I will go.
Okay.
But I know I'm in tour rehearsal, so it depends how late the rehearsals roll on for and if I've got a gig.
Surely you make a little exception for that night. It's glitzy, it's glamorous. Adele made everyone cry last year. Did you get a little tear in your eye?
I did, to be fair, and I turned around and there was a table full of guys doing the same thing.
Absolutely love it. And what else does this year hold for you? Because I guess once you hit the end of March, I'm hoping there's going to be a holiday scheduled somewhere around Easter
I'm going to take a week off and then it's back in the studio.
A week? That's it?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to have much time off, and then I'm straight back in the studio finishing off the second album.
Second album? Good grief. And do you have any idea when that's going to come? Will that be this year? Will that be next year?
It will be this year, without a doubt.
Now, I wanted to get an update on your Noel Gallagher crush, love, because obviously he kept you off the top spot in the end, but you were full of praise last time we spoke, and obviously now he's going to get godlike genius at the NME Awards.
Absolutely.
Is that deserved in your mind?
Oh, absolutely. Completely 100%, yeah.
And what do you reckon about him getting nominated for godlike genius and BDI getting nominated for worst band of the year?
That's not quite fair, is it? I don't think.
I think they're aiming for a fight.
I think they are aiming for a fight.
All right, so when you are chilling out and when you're having a week off, do you reckon you're going to go away? Or what do you do when you chill out?
I'll go away somewhere hot and sunny. I haven't seen the direct sunlight in any sort of shape or form for a long time now, so I'm a bit pasty. I need to go and get myself a tan.
I feel your pain, because we have no windows in the studios here either, so we've got no idea what's going on out there in the real world. But so have you had that situation yet where a picture of you in your, I'm not going to say Speedos, I imagine for some reason you're not a Speedos man, but you in your trunks has come up in, say, Heat World or somewhere like that? Have you opened a paper or a magazine and gone, oh my God?
No, there was one. I'm bathing somewhere near King's Road, but it was not on a beach, no.
Okie dokie. Well, just keep your stomach sucked in at all times and you should be absolutely fine. That would be my tip anyway. Matt, pleasure to have you on again. We're very much looking forward to Amazing coming out.
Thanks.
And Sunday the 4th of March at the New Theatre in Oxford is when Mr. Cuddle is going to be in town. We're going to stock up on Peroni and Haribo. Sod the vegetables. Sod the vegetables. We're just going to get that in for you. How's that?
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Nice one, Matt. Nice to speak to you again.
And you